When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
So, found out this week that there is going to be a follow-up that will be on Christmas Eve to a story that Jeremy Schapp did on ESPN back when Gunnar Esiason was in high school. And obviously, we know what has gone on since then. And the people who don't are going to be treated to just a miraculous story, as Jeremy has revisited that, and a E60 will be debuting on Christmas Eve, which just so happens to be Casper's birthday. So it is perfect, as now Gunnar and his wife Darcy have two children, Casper and Mika. And at one point, Boomer, that was never even imagined, and with the miracle that the raising of the money and pharmaceuticals and the right people doing the right thing, here you are. And I would like you to introduce Jeremy this morning.
I will. And, you know, it all started in 1993. Gunnar and I graced the cover of Sports Illustrated. They wrote a beautiful article about the connection between my father, me, and Gunnar, and everything that I wanted to be for Gunnar, just like my dad was for me. And they captured it perfectly. They did a like a Where Are They Now piece like 13 years later when Gunnar was like 16 years old. And that's when Jeremy showed up. So let's introduce Jeremy Schapp from ESPN. Jeremy, great to talk to you this morning. You're on with Boomer and Geo.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks so much for having me, and happy holidays.
So I remember, I think it was like 16 or 17 years ago, you did the first E60 with Gunnar.
That's right.
So, and he was actually just starting to play football in high school.
Yeah, it was right after he had his first appearance at quarterback, and he had that big game, and it was the fall of 2007. I mean, it's been more than 17 years.
Wow.
He was a junior, right?
Yep.
And, you know, in those days, you know, we did those stories, very quick turnaround. I think we shot it on a Saturday. It was on the air on Tuesday. Now things have a longer lead time and they're more cinematic. Instead of being an 8-minute piece, you know, it's an hour-long documentary. But, you know, it was a story that over the years, of course, before we were around E60 and the story that we did, you know, the story that Sports Illustrated did that you mentioned back in 93, and that connection with Frank DeFord. I'm sitting here in Westport, Connecticut right now, looking out at the Saugatuck River, and Frank DeFord, of course, lived here. And before you and Gunnar, I mean, Frank DeFord was really, you know, the most prominent champion for the CF community. And when you think about, you know, the arc of this story over the course of the last 30-plus years since Gunnar's diagnosis to where we are now, I mean, that's just, it's a remarkable story. It's an incredible testament to your family, to your commitment to this cause, to the work that so many people have done and so many scientists have done. And it was just certainly worth, I think it's, I'm biased, but I think it's one of the best things we've done.
Wow, it's amazing that you say that. And I can only say that both Gunnar and I feel very fortunate that there were many families before us that got this thing started over 50 years ago. And Frank DeFord came into my life. I didn't even have any children. I just heard his story at a dinner, and he got me inspired to get Within Cystic Fibrosis fundraising back way back when in 1989. So Gunnar wasn't born until 91, wasn't diagnosed until I became the Jet quarterback in 93. So there's a lot of irony there, and there's a lot of history there, and all these families, the Hughes family here locally, who I think you know, Jeremy, and of course, the O'Donnell family up in Boston, all around the country doing what we did. But I remember Frank DeFord saying to me, he goes, you know, Boomer, you're playing for the Jets. It's the media capital of the world. You have a platform of the NFL. And if you can use that, it could help us change the lives of of thousands of cystic fibrosis patients. And I think ultimately that's what this story is all about.
That's what it's all about. I mean, it's about, obviously, you know better than I, the personal story, your family, what you and Cheryl have done, you know, what Gunnar has endured for so long, and then this medical miracle that comes along. And just at the point, as you know, as painful as this was for your whole family, when, you know, he was running out of time and things were, you know, seriously trending in the wrong direction. And he gets into the trial in 2018, and you guys don't know whether it's the placebo, whether it's the drug, and the stories around that moment, the metamorphosis almost overnight, the incredible therapeutic beneficial effects of this drug, which have been life-changing for so many thousands and thousands of CF patients and their families around the world. And of course, I know you want to emphasize the part of the story that it's not a cure-all, it's not a cure. It's a therapy. It's highly effective. The younger you are when you take it, the more effective, or, you know, it obviously, because the longer you have CF that's untreated, the damage to your lungs. But I'm just saying this for the audience. Obviously, you know all this, but there's still 10% of the population of CF patients for whom it's not effective. And I know you're still continuing to do that work to them.
Yeah, you know, the most amazing moment in my life, honestly, was he and I were playing hockey, and I saw it up close and personal that he was taking the drug, and he stayed on the ice that one night, and I couldn't believe it, and neither could any of us teammates believe it. And I asked him after the game, I think you're on the drug. I don't think you're on the placebo. And he says, yes, you're right. And then the next most amazing thing for me is when he handed me the sonogram of my grandson, Casper, and he handed it to me before the weekend of his wedding. And most of my Jewish friends will know what I'm saying. Hopefully I say it right. I was kibbeling that night when he handed me that sonogram.
You got it.
I could not believe it, Jeremy, how it came full circle for me and everybody else in Gunnar's life.
Well, it is, you know, we keep coming back to the word miracle. But when you see a medical miracle, a scientific miracle, the way that, you know, it has made so many things possible, and for me, I got to say, you know, I wasn't aware of what was going on with Trikafta even after we did this story. And I followed Gunnar on social media to a certain extent, but I wasn't paying careful enough attention. Then there was a story in The Atlantic earlier this year about the Trikafta miracle. That's the drug obviously developed by Vertex. And I was like, holy cow. I didn't know this. I wasn't expecting this. I mean, it always seems like these things are so far away. And it's such hard work. And I've been working on stories about other athletes with these kinds of challenges in their family and the search for cures to save their children. And you know, there are stops and starts, and there are trials that work and trials that don't work. It can be so frustrating. And when you actually get to, not the finish line, because as we said, there's still work to be done, but you make this kind of incredible stride, and it's got applications beyond CF, it just renews your faith in mankind, in humankind, if that's not too strong a way of putting it.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
To Jeremy Schaff from ESPN. And real quickly, you know, Jeremy, I think of guys like Dr. Bob Bell at the National Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, who came up with this concept of venture philanthropy, which is ultimately what led to all the money that we had been able to raise together collectively to bring this drug from the test tube to the patient. And many other drugs like this have gone through the same path within the cystic fibrosis community. And you know how many times Gunnar's been down on, you know, Capitol Hill as a prime example of how this can actually change the lives of so many people. And he's testified, he's been in front of very important people making decisions in this regard. And quite frankly, I appreciate that you recognize that there has been something special here that has happened. But not just for Gunnar, you also cover a guy by the name of Logan McGovern, who is another amazing story, and about how he went on to become a Division I All-Star lacrosse player.
That's right. Captain of the team at North Carolina, leading scorer at Bryant, and then at North Carolina for the last couple of seasons, now a pro. Kid from Connecticut, not far from where Gunnar lives now. And that element to the story is how the work that has been done by you, by the Boomer Esiason Foundation, by others, is having this, you know, remarkable impact on all these lives in sports and beyond, and Logan McGovern is, you know, clearly a prime example of that. You know, one of the things that was most fun about this, Boomer, though, was getting a chance to talk to your old buddies Collinsworth and Phil Sims, and they crushed you. I
mean, I'm sure they crushed me.
They couldn't wait for us to start rolling so they could tell us Boomer stories. I think I'd still be there in Franklin Lakes if we just let Phil keep going. And Chris was unbelievable. Obviously, you know, a close observer of your family story. And I got to say, when he's describing the swagger of a young Boomer Esiason coming into the Bengals locker room, joining the team in 1984, you can understand why Chris, you know, is recognized for his storytelling gifts on the air.
Very good at that, without question. You know, I can't wait. I can't wait to watch it. I know Gunnar's very proud of it, and I know that there are so many other patients that live within the CF community. It's just that Gunnar has a former, you know, our dad that was a former quarterback, so it makes it a little bit more interesting simply because of everything that we've been through. But I can't tell you how much I appreciate you Gunnar that platform, giving us that platform, and allowing us to tell the story that really, truly is amazing.
Well, the feeling's mutual, Boomer. Getting the chance to tell this story again, and with what's happened in the last 17 years, it's, you know, as I said, I think it's the ultimate Christmas story.
And you can watch it on Christmas Eve. It'll be this Tuesday, 7 p.m. on ESPN. ESPN E60 presents Second Wind, the Boomer and Gunnar Esiason story. Jeremy Schaff, thank you for doing this story. Thanks for coming on today, and very, very excited to watch on Tuesday night.
Thanks so much, fellas.
All right, there see, Jeremy, I love the name of it, Second Wind.
Yeah.
I mean, that was awesome. When I saw that, I was like, wow, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's very smart, and obviously the work that ESPN E60 does has always been top-notch. And, you know, when you search for stories and characters and wanting to tell the world about things like Jeremy Schapp does, I mean, really, you can't find a better character in a good way than Gunnar, what he's gone through. I mean, it's just like, you know, he is the perfect person to be able to tell this story. And, you know, watching it and going from when you were the guy who was getting the word out and that transition now to a healthy Gunnar who is the guy getting the word out. Yeah. Is another part of the story.
The credibility for Gunnar is and his ability to speak in front of people and get up there and tell his story, which is a burden that I never really expected from him. You know, I didn't, yeah. You know, that was up to him when he got old enough whether or not he really wanted to delve into all of this. And he did. And now he's got a full time job, travels the world, meets high influential people within the world of the pharmaceutical and bioscience and biotech world. I mean, it's just amazing watching him live his life at warp speed right now.
And Al requested us to say how much money he has donated over the years to the Boomer Esiason Foundation. Just wanted to take a moment to say, what did you estimate over the years?
Oh, I'd have to add it. It's, yeah. It's
quite a lot.
A lot.
Yeah, quite
probably
a lot.
I appreciate that, Al. It's very nice of you. Yeah, thank you.
Got it.
Oh, man. Had to end with a laugh,
that
right?
That is great.
Had to end with a laugh.